Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Revelation chapter 1, verses 9 through 20. The Reverend Daniel McMiller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The appointed reading for this day is from the book of Revelation chapter 1, verses 9 to 20. I, John, your brother and partner in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, "Write what you see in a book and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamum, to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea." Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white, like white wool, like snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined in a furnace. And his voice was like the roar of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars. From his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun, shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, "Fear not. I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forever, and I have the keys of death and Hades. Write therefore the things that you have seen, those that are and those that are to take place after this. As for the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. O Lord, have mercy upon us."
Thanks be to God.
Dear friends in Christ, the Son of Man, whom John saw in the vision, is none other than Jesus in all his glory. His name, Son of Man, used over 80 times in the Scriptures, has special reference to his death and resurrection in our place and his return in judgment. In verse 18, Jesus says, "I am the first and the last and the living one." The great I Am, the same Yahweh who spoke at creation, at the burning bush on Mount Sinai, and speaks today in his word. He says to John, "Though I am he who is life and has been alive forever, I died. I died for you as your brother and substitute and rose again. He who is the author of life from all eternity, who stands both at the end and at the beginning of all things, he does so now with power over death and the grave, with the keys of death and hell. Jesus' garments, head, eyes, voice, and his words that he had keys to death and hell invoked great fear, and John was thrown to the ground as though he were dead." So Jesus reached out and touched John, saying, "Fear not." This vision was given for the church in the midst of persecution. Today, the true church is also persecuted. It is attacked and ridiculed from without and even from within. So Jesus calls to repentance those who deny his judgments against sin, and he comforts those who recognize their sins and are fearful of God's judgment. Jesus says, yes, I will return in judgment. My word is to be kept and proclaimed. All mankind is without excuse. But to those who repent of their sin at the preaching of my word, to those who tremble, fear not. I have overcome sin, death, and hell. In Ephesians chapter 1, Paul writes, God has redeemed us in the blood of Jesus, granting us the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he has lavished upon us. This is in accordance to the purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time. God has a plan for his church. He who is the beginning is at the beginning and at the end, and every point in between is with his church in his word and sacrament, in the keys. Who would not cling to him who has worked all things out according to his perfect administration for the good of the church? Later in chapter 1, Paul says in Ephesians, he is the head of the church and fills all things in all ways. And then in Colossians 1, Jesus is the firstborn of all creation. All things have been created through him and for him. In all human history, in all the work and all the plans of the kingdom of God, the Almighty Jesus, whom John here sees, stands at both ends and throughout time, embracing, governing, controlling the whole, in love for his bride, the church. This is his stupendous greatness, absolute supremacy, and infinite glory for the penitent. Kendall Courtright, you serve a global enterprise in international missions. Lives, families, church bodies, resources, offerings, the teaching of the faith, the raising up of pastors, evangelists, evangelization of the nations by us mere mortals. Bringing the keys to death and hell in Jesus' word and sacraments to the ends of the earth. Seven churches. We work in 70 countries. Kendall, you have been faithfully serving for the last 5 years in different capacities with the rest of the staff and with the support of many, holding up the hands of the sent missionaries of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, from orientation through support raising, deployment, repatriation, and seemingly countless points in between. This is about death and hell. Eternal consequences lie in the balance, not to mention the care of the missionaries, day to day, while the devil wants to thwart it all. After 5 years of service and after completing the colloquy program of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, you are now called by God through his church to this service with this rite of installation. What are you thinking? You're thinking he who is at the beginning of time, at the end, and every point in between has called you. You trust in the mercy, grace, and love of him who is the first and the last, who has washed us by his blood, redeemed us from our sin, has defeated our sin, death, and hell, and now reigns in glory over his church with a perfect administration of his plan, and says to you this day, fear not. You know by faith that this is about him who holds the keys to death and hell, but does so in love and mercy. He wants all men to be saved, to give all mankind eternal life through his death and resurrection in our place. He who reigns and charged the Apostle John and his church still reigns and will throughout eternity. The church has no choice but to preach the word of the living one. He who died and lay in the tomb is risen and reigns forever in heaven. The devil in the world rages, but he has given his keys to the church. And all who serve in the church and in support of the keys know it is not our business. It is not our plan. but the plan and work of the eternal, loving, almighty, and all-glorious Son of Man. Fear not. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Hans and Gretchen Trinklein, who serve the Lord in South Korea. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.